And joining us right now at Fromm Brothers Farms, I've got a couple, Bernice Schultz and her husband Ralph. Welcome both of you. And Bernice, how long did you work here at the farms?
I worked here 5 summers when the kids from high school had vacation. I worked here thanks to my father, Lawrence Schultz, and watered mink and foxes. And one winter I worked with, they were doing the pelting in the basement. And I worked that year also, and there was one year where I helped with separating the pelts where you got them ready for shipping.
Now, do you remember what years you worked here approximately?
The first year would have been 1960. I was about 13 years old at that time.
So you worked here about 5 or 6 years during the school year and during the summer, correct?
During the summer, not during the school year.
Okay. Now, Ralph, you worked here about how many years?
I worked here a couple years. I don't remember what, or just for felting, but I worked up at Boulder Junction for Henry Fromm. For 2.5 years, I was his housemaid, kept the apartment, his living quarters clean, and I cooked for 7 men.
That sounds like an interesting job because of the fact that the foxes that they got from Boulder Junction, then they brought down here, correct, Ralph?
They were just mink that he had up there.
Just, okay,
just
mink.
Henry Fromm.
Okay.
It was Henry Fromm.
What was it like working for Henry as the person who kept the house and kept 7 probably very hungry men fed?
Yeah, they ate like crazy. her dad, Lawrence Schultz, got me the job, and at that time I loved to make homemade bread, and I says I would make homebred bread, but Lawrence says, well, I don't think you have to do that for the men. Well, I did it. I made about twice a week. I would make enough loaves, you know, to keep them going.
Are you a baker by trade now?
No, I'm a cook by trade.
And cooking for that many men, was it 3 times a day then that you fed them?
Yes, breakfast, dinner, and supper.
And Bernice, when you were here and did that work, especially with the watering, we've talked to several people here, which animals were more temperamental, the foxes or the mink?
What was the question?
Which animals were more temperamental, were harder to deal with? The foxes, the mink, or were they equally ornery?
I think both of them were. The mink, I can remember when it was so hot, we had to go back and spray the top of the pens. Otherwise, from the heat, the mink would just lay down and then they would die. And the foxes, we had watered them every day. They had big sized dishes that filled the water. And it was quite interesting to see the little baby fox come out. And then, of course, the mother and fathers were out also. And I enjoyed always seeing all these mink foxes and especially the little babies.
And when you worked in, was it pelting, you said, one winter in the basement of the boarding house building?
Yes. There was like a line of people doing certain things when that mink got to them. And I was at the very tail end where there were large barrels standing, and I would end up getting the mink that they had died during the summer, and they saved them. They put them in the freezer, and when they were cleaned up, the carcass was completely out of the fur. Those I had to take and put into that big barrel, and that barrel of carcasses were later picked up by some rendering works, and where they took them, I don't know, but I see nowadays they do have mink soap and also some mink polish for boots.
And Ralph, you got the opportunity to be up in Boulder Junction. Were you there year-round then?
Yes, I was there for 2.5 years year-round.
Now, I've got to ask, since you both work here, did you meet here?
No.
Okay. What did you do then when you were cooking? Was that just for seven guys? That was a full-time job.
Yeah, it was a full-time. The last year last half a year, I was out in the mink yard working with them. And in that time, we only had, I think, nobody. I was the only one living with Henry at that time. And I just cooked for him then and made the meals and that for him.
But you worked out in the mink farm as well.
Yeah, yeah.
What was Henry like?
He's a very, very nice, very comedy person. He's a great fun.
And what stories, if you can tell, about Henry or with the crew that are really memorable?
Well, I know when the moon would be full, he'd like to drive his car at night without lights on. That was his pride and joy.
And Bernice, did you ever consider, after you left school, coming to work here full-time at the farm?
No, I did not. I actually was told to see if I could get in by the factories because the wages were better. I do remember when I was married, then Weller Brothers, they had used the building where they were doing the mink pellets, and that was like a line too, upstairs and down in the basement. And I worked that year, which was in winter when I was already married.
Well, I appreciate you joining us, Ralph, Bernice Schultz. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.